Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Kirk County Sheriff's Office responds to armed home invasion in Sundance, Wyoming. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Early Saturday morning, Crook County Sheriff's deputies responded to an armed home invasion involving domestic violence in Sundance. According to the press release from the Crook County Sheriff's Office, at around 5 a.m. on October 5th, deputies received a call reporting the incident, which included a shot fired inside the residence. As deputies approached the scene, they learned from the 911 dispatcher that it was unclear if the suspect was still inside the home. While preparing to enter, they spotted the suspect walking nearby. When confronted, the suspect pointed a firearm at one of the deputies. In response, the deputy fired, hitting the suspect, who was pronounced deceased at the scene. The Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation is now handling the case. Following standard protocol, the deputy involved has been placed on administrative leave pending the investigation. Crook County Sheriff Jeff Hodge expressed his deepest condolences to all those affected by this tragic incident. Campbell County Fire Department issues safety alert after two porch fires. High fire risk continues. The Campbell County Fire Department is issuing a fire safety alert after responding to two porch fires over the weekend. Both fires were put out before causing any damage to the homes. The fire department said that despite it being October, the risk of fire in Campbell County remains extremely high due to dry, warm, and breezy weather conditions. To keep your home safe, the Campbell County Fire Department recommended the following simple tips. Discard smoking materials in sand or water, not in your yard or flower pots, as they can easily ignite dry materials. Check your grill's placement to ensure it is far from any flammable surfaces, and limit the use of extension cords outside or on porches to avoid electrical sparks. The Campbell County Fire Department urges everyone to stay vigilant. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.